question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the big show, everyone. Nice to have you aboard as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. We're about to jump into the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and sudden changes could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you get protected with TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against so many things like trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement, maybe it's work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. Point is, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more, so get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Many of you listening likely know the name David Neeleman. This is going to be his third appearance on our national show. He's probably best known as the founder of JetBlue Airways. He's also now the founder as well of Breeze Airways. And his long career in the aviation sector of travel has undeniably had a major impact on the industry. So off to the show hotline we go now to reconnect with him.
David, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Nice to have you here again for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
It's always great to be on with you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. So, you know, you began service with Breeze Airways back in May 2021. I recall when you joined us in August of 2021, you were around 15, 16 cities. Fast forward to today, and you're serving more than 65 cities nationwide. So the entrepreneur in me loves, you know, the way you position the airline from a marketing standpoint as the seriously nice airline. It resonates because we know from firsthand experience the major U.S. airlines are more focused on being transactional airlines these days, as we talk about, particularly American Airlines, rather than being traveler friendly and helping, you know, foster a nice experience. So it's been 15 months since you were last on air with us. Give us an update on Breeze Airways operations now. And is the airline continuing to develop as you had envisioned?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Robert. You know, it's been amazing. As you mentioned, we're 3.5 years in. I think we're close to 30 states and 66 announced cities. We really are hitting our stride. Our guests just love flying with us. And, you know, there's a maturity curve that happens when you announce a city, and then people, you have repeat business and they keep coming back. And so your revenues are kind of at an all-time low when you start, and then they start building. When people come back, you can charge a little more. You come up with innovative ideas to kind of have win-win relationship with your guests. And then you get economies of scale. Your costs are coming down because you're spreading the overhead over more aircraft. We've got today about 43 aircraft. I lose track because we get one every couple of weeks. And, you know, we're kind of at that point where we're starting to make money. And, you know, it's a great thing when the company's doing well because your guests, and that's what we call our guests, really love flying us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have what I think is the highest, not only the highest NPS score in the country, you know, it's the Net Promoter Score, which mm-hmm. is a surveying number. It's kind of in the mid-60s, 70s, which is kind of the highest I've ever seen for an airline. So, you know, it's great. And I think part of the reason for that is that we have great brand-new airplanes and great people serving you, and we're getting more and more on time. We hardly ever cancel flight. We hardly ever lose your bag. But we fly in these unique city pairs where primarily and probably 80 or 85% of the time, we're the only nonstop flight in the market, and people really appreciate that. They love.
Well, it's a great success story going on.
Yeah, listen, you did get JetBlue off the ground, literally and figuratively, so I am not surprised to hear that Breeze is hitting its stride. David, I want to take you down a macro and financial path in the airline sector a little bit here. So we're seeing some of the fledgling low-cost airlines out there like Spirit and Frontier trying to reinvent themselves with an appeal to higher spenders, offering bigger seats up front, free alcohol, things like that. I'm not really convinced enough travelers are going to be enticed away from other carriers to fly those two particular airlines, but I guess we'll see. Breeze Airways does offer a business class feel on your Airbus A220 planes with upfront recliner style seats and leg rests, power outlets, and more. Plus, you have complimentary snacks, all types of beverages, free Wi-Fi, two free checked bags that, as you said, you don't lose, which we appreciate, priority boarding, and some other perks. You call it Breeze Ascent, and I'm curious how big an impact it's had for the airline and how many people are paying up to enjoy the more premium experience with you guys.
Yeah, Mary, it's a really great question. You know, we only have 12 seats up there in Ascent, kind of our first class section, and we get a lot of amenities, and it's been so popular. And this is one of the great things about the 220 is you can switch virtually overnight. So we can go up to 26 first class seats before the exit row. And I think we're really contemplating going to 16 because it's so popular that pretty much I was up in Hartford, Connecticut yesterday, and I was pushing off five early morning flights and shaking hands of all of our guests and talking to our team members. And people were so happy, and those Ascent seats were completely full, especially to Vero Beach, where people love going, where the only airline that flies it.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Well, all right, so let's talk, then, aircraft and logistics. You know, we've certainly been discussing the various issues impacting Boeing frequently on the program. I know, you fly Airbus and Embraer aircraft at Breeze Airways, but both Boeing and Airbus are cutting jobs. Suppliers are cutting jobs, citing problems at both Boeing and Airbus. Airlines are also already short on planes that they need to meet travel demand. I'd like to know your thoughts on these realities, if they're having any impact on your operations. You've talked about the Airbus A220, but, I'd like you to hear a little bit more about how satisfied you are with that, because you've made a major commitment to that aircraft.
We have, and it kind of was the reason that there was a reason for being for Breeze. You know, with Spirit and Frontier kind of, where they kind of missed the mark, and they're kind of reaping the difficulties because of it, is they thought that if they just went with a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger airplane, and then they could just force fares down lower and lower and lower and stuffing more and more seats in the airplane, that nobody could ever compete with them. But United and Delta and American said, wait a second, we can go bigger too. We can add an additional 30 seats on our airplane, and those 30 seats cost us less than your full plane costs you. Mm-hmm. And so we can match you fare for fare. And as you said, now Spirit and Frontier are trying to kind of say, wow, wait a second, I'll give you more leg room, I'll give you free booze or whatever, but they're still overlapping all, the big three, and the big three have gotten way better. They're a lot better at what they do, and when they're aggressive on price, it's one of the CEOs of one of the airlines told me, I've yet to see a single person that would choose Spirit over us.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That they provide. So, it's for us, a differentiation is really important. That's what the market wants. That's one of the reasons Southwest has struggled. Southwest is very egalitarian, and that's how I started JetBlue. And they said, look, we're going to include everything. Just pay our fare. And there's a lot of people saying, no, I don't want to pay your fare. I just want to take my backpack. I want to be able to travel more. Mm-hmm. Thank you for including my bags, but I don't want to check a bag. I want a lower fare.
Well, there's no question that's going on out there.
That's that customer.
Giving people choice is great. We've got that. We have three sections on our airplane. We have, kind of the basic economy that people really want to pay a really cheap fare. We have a middle section where if you want free Wi-Fi, extra leg room, check bag, carry-on bag, you got that. Or you can have a first-class seat, and then you get even more. So, that choice really resonates with people.
Well, the options, that's what travelers want that's out there. I saw before the show today, I was looking at the Breeze website, and, it's not often in travel that folks get to save 40%. Right now, you're running a fall sale, if you will, that's 40% off base fares. It starts this Tuesday, October 29th. I see it goes through May 13th, 2025. So listen, I mentioned that because this show does reach over 1.2 million people each week, so I'm sure you'd like, you wouldn't be that upset if they all decided to fly Breeze right now, would you, David?
No, I wouldn't. And, it's great if you see these promotions going on. We fly to so many great destinations that, I remember when we announced Charleston, and what I said at that time, and we had to start selling with really short notice because of our FA certification, came right before, and we couldn't sell seats before. I said, there's a lot of people that are coming to Charleston this summer, and they have no idea they're coming to Charleston. July, the month later, was the all-time record high at Charleston, pre-COVID, post-COVID, everything. So, we stimulate a lot of demand, and people look at that and say, wow, I've never been to Charleston. Oh, I'd love to go to Providence and see the leaves.
So well, the cities that you guys go to, they do have to go to the website, Breeze Airways, check out folks. I mean, all these different cities that are out there. Big, you know, big markets, medium markets, small markets. David, unfortunately, though, we have a network clock that is hard. We always enjoy these conversations with you. We need to do it more frequently. Congratulations on the growing success that you are having with Breeze, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you, David. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you, too.
All right. Well, nice connecting with David today. By the way, folks, I was surprised when I saw the 40% off sale on their website before the show today. If some of you listening, you know, you fly on Breeze, we'd enjoy hearing about your experiences. Just connect with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Up next, we are going to discover America together. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. The NCF will kick us off for hour two. All in all, we still have 8 more segments to come today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.